In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Please stay tuned. Today, the story of Imam Musa Sadr. Dear listeners, one of the great influential personalities during the Islamic Revolution was Imam Musa Sadr. He was born on June 4th, 1928 in Qom. If we just look at his lineage, we'll see that most of his ancestors, like himself, were religious scholars who were also Sayyid, meaning they were descendants of the Prophet. Sayyid Musa Sadr became a seminary student first in Qom and then in Najaf and reached the degree of Ijtihad. Imam Musa Sadr's role in the Islamic movement of Iran was mostly at the international level, meaning he whose ancestors were from Lebanon, he traveled to Lebanon in order to unite the Muslims and non-Muslims of that country against the plots of the arrogant powers, especially the regime of occupied Palestine. Imam Musa Sadr was a very charismatic leader and a very good speaker. People who met with him immediately became fond of him and praised his character, appearance, and charisma. He stood at 6'6" and was very handsome, something which a lot of people wish their leader would be like. Imam Musa Sadr believed in the ideals of Imam Khomeini and always showed his support and approval of the Islamic movement of Imam Khomeini in Iran, as he himself was, after all, an Iranian. Imam Musa Sadr was something which Imam Khomeini hoped for, which was exporting Islam and the ideals of the Islamic Revolution to other countries. When he went to Lebanon and founded the Supreme Shiite Council of Lebanon, as well as the ML Party, and finally the Hezbollah organization, which is a great influential political and military power today in the Muslim world, Imam Musa Sadr prepared the groundwork for the resistance movement against the Israeli regime. He united not just the Shia Muslims, but also Sunnis, and even the Christians of Lebanon. Imam Musa Sadr talks in defense of the Christians of Lebanon.
أني أقول لكم أخيرا أن كل طلقة تطلق على دير الأحمر أو القاع أو شليفة إنما تطلق على بيتي وعلى قلبي وعلى أولادي.
I finally tell you that every shot that is shot on Deir al-Ahmar, al-Bikka, or al-Shalifa is as if it is shot at my home and at my heart, and at my children. And I tell you that everyone who helps to ease tensions or to extinguish the fire, he is contributing and removing the fire away from me, my home, my mihrab, and my pulpit. I tell you that this is the complete truth, and I do not exaggerate with what I am telling. I bid you farewell, and may Allah's peace and blessings be with you.
فإلى اللقاء مع حفظ الأمانة والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Imam Musa Sadr was a very knowledgeable scholar and a very charismatic and inspiring leader of the Muslims in Lebanon. Imam Musa Sadr greatly made use of the viewpoints of famous revolutionary intellectuals such as Shahid Mutahhari, Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti, and Shahid Mufattih. He greatly respected Imam Khomeini's advice to the combatants of the Islamic movement, and he believed that the Islamic Revolution was a historic event which must not go to waste. Nevertheless, he was mostly active politically and socially in Lebanon. There was a reason he was called Imam Musa Sadr. Imam is a title which is given to the leader of the Muslim community and is also a guide for that nation. Imam Musa Sadr's activities in Lebanon were so influential in different political and social developments there that people began calling him Imam. Everyone respected and honored him, even the Sunni people and Christians. This was because he was very popular among people and attended to people's needs. He would go among people, ordinary people, and would listen to them, speak to them, and become aware of their problems, and he would try to solve their problems. He lived a very simple life in a small house in the city Tyre. He would deliver speeches in different ceremonies, such as Lebanon's Independence Day. On that day, he spoke to people about loving one's nation and faith. His speech was broadcast on the Lebanese radio. This was when everyone first heard the beautiful words of Imam Musa Sadr and became attracted to his personality. In one of his interviews about his mission in Lebanon, Imam Musa Sadr said that he aimed to improve the lives of everyone in general and to improve the religious and cultural lives of Muslims in particular, because so long as people's social and living conditions are like this, their cultural and religious lives won't improve. The Supreme Leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran talks about the character of Imam Musa Sadr.
برادران ما در جنوب لبنان، شیعیان و غیر شیعیان و مسلمانان جنوب لبنان همه در انتظار اون هستند.
Our brothers in the occupied lands, our brothers in South Lebanon, Shia and non-Shia Muslims of South Lebanon, they are all waiting for some help to reach them from their Muslim brothers. It is necessary that I point out to the missing beloved of the Muslims of Lebanon, meaning Imam Musa Sadr, who has been kidnapped by the conspirators of the great enemy and the imperialists and their employees and agents. I, on this day of Friday, this last Friday of the month of Ramadan, with this fasting mouth and this great gathering of yours, and in this holy and pure atmosphere of Quds and spirituality, I pray, O dear Allah, for the dignity of Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, this pious son of Islam and this brave soldier of Muslims, I mean Imam Musa Sadr, return him to his people safely.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We're talking about the revolutionary figure of the Muslim world, Imam Musa Sadr. Imam Musa al-Sadr's method of leading the people of Lebanon was in some ways similar to that of Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini had always emphasized that Islam was the best method for government. Likewise, Imam Musa al-Sadr had said that Islam was his method based on the verse فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, meaning compete to overtake one another in doing good. He said that he wanted to improve people's social and religious lives and economic conditions by competing to serve them as much as they can. And how we should not be prejudiced. Imam Musa Sadr was similar to Imam Khomeini in that his method was not very similar to political parties who aim to hold power and have people's support. Rather, doing any political and social activity that is to the advantage of people. Rather, Imam Musa Sadr wanted to do any political and social activity that is to the advantage of people. Imam Musa Sadr was also a strong supporter of unity between the Shia and Sunni in Lebanon and all around the world, just like the great Imam Khomeini. In 1969, he wrote a letter to Sheikh Hassan Khalid, the Sunni Mufti, and said how they must join hands to repel the dangers which threaten Lebanon and the Muslim community. Undoubtedly, one of the most important political ideals which was shared between Imam Khomeini and Imam Musa Sadr was resistance against Israel. In 1976, when Israel was attacking southern Lebanon, he said that the Harakatul Mahrumin, or the disinherited movement, is at the forefront in fighting the Israeli attacks. Ultimately, in 1978, this influential and charismatic leader of Muslims traveled to Libya to have meetings with Gaddafi. In that visit, no one knows what happened to him as he disappeared. Even right now, no one is aware of the whereabouts and fate of Imam Musa Sadr.
اگر بخواهیم به ثمر برسیم و نتیجه بگیریم از عمرمون باید منظم باشیم. این اصل به ما یاد میده که در همه چیزمون، در زندگی داخلیمون، در زندگی مالیمون، در وضعیت.
And if we wish to reach achievements in our life, we need to be orderly. This principle teaches us to act in order in everything and every aspect of our life. In our domestic life, financial life, educational life, in responding to people, interaction with friends, in gaining spirituality, in preaching and disseminating, and in everything we handle in any way. Otherwise, we move towards destruction and we become useless. This is just the example of a person who in a tropical and hot climate is wearing wool and is not ready to face this hot weather. Or to wear thin clothes in cold weather, or to begin swimming with regular clothes, or to swim against the current. The whole world is based on truth, justice, and order. Anyone who acts disorderly will gain nothing, and there is no doubt about it. This matter could be deducted from many verses in Quran. For example, verse 21 of Surah Al-Hijr, in which we read, "And we do not send it down, except in a known measure," or verse 19 of the same surah stating, "And we grew in it every kind of balanced thing." The fact that this universe is based on order and everything is balanced could be found in dozens of verses warning humans that this whole world is based upon order and organization. The wind, the climate, the sun, the rain, waves in the sea, seasonal winds, day and night, being short or long, everything is orderly. And O human, if you wish to be successful and to take advantage of your life in this world, you need to adapt with the order of this universe. This is what we find in the Quran. Now, if someone claims that disorder is better than order, I believe it is against Quran.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Imam Musa Sadr. Until next time, goodbye.